Thank you for checking out 10 Minutes with Tony. Really appreciate that. Welcome back. If you've been paying any attention at all, even halfway paying attention, by now you've probably heard of the so-called Delta variant of the COVID-19 virus. And the Delta variant is spreading around the world and in the United States and beginning to spread here in Florida as well. Now there's also something called Delta Plus. So I'm consulting with my good friend, Dr. Todd Husty, the EMS Medical Director of Seminole County. Dr. Husty, always a pleasure to speak with you. Always appreciate your valuable time. I know you're a busy man. Thank you for participating in 10 Minutes with Tony.
Oh, Tony, thank you for the opportunity. You know, I always say that, but I really mean it, because we are still in a pandemic, and I think we're forgetting about that, and there are still things we need to do, and the only way to combat this thing is education. Thank you.
I like to think that you like me was number one. And number two, I know you appreciate the fact that I have made a real conscious effort since the beginning of the pandemic to keep educating and informing. And you have helped me do that quite a bit over the last 16 months or whatever it's been. So it's almost like the pandemic doesn't exist anymore. You just said it. Everybody's out and about. Sporting events are going on. The airport's busy again. I mean, it's for a lot of people, the pandemic is already like a thing of the past. Now we're hearing a lot about the Delta variant. So I literally just heard a day or two ago about Delta Plus, which sounds like a new streaming service, but something much more serious. So tell us what we need to know.
I had gone out to Colorado and everybody finally had their masks off. And, you know, I'm in a small city, Steamboat Springs, and we were all pretending like it's over because they went through, they had bad lockdowns and stuff. And I flew on the airplane with my mask on both directions. But I got home and I went to a grocery store. I didn't have a mask on, and I saw most people didn't. Then I saw some kids walking by that had masks on, and their mom did too. And I went, oh my gosh, they can't get vaccinated. What am I doing? I'm vaccinated, but I could still get COVID. I might not even know I have it, but I could spread it to the kids. And I kind of went, I'm being an idiot. Maybe not an idiot, but I was being not very thoughtful about other people. We still have a pandemic, and it's still out there. And about 40% of the population has no immunity. They haven't been vaccinated and or they have not had the disease, which can give you immunity. About 40% in Seminole County in Central Florida have no immunity. So there's still a bunch of people that can get this. 4 out of 10 people can get this. I'm not worried about me getting it. It's sort of to remind people that, yeah, other people still can. And I wish they'd go get vaccinated if eligible. And then there are the kids that can't get vaccinated. This thing's still in the community.
Well, who are the kids that can't get vaccinated?
Under 12. There's a large group of kids that can't.
So we're reverse. It's reversed from how it started out. In the early days of the pandemic, it was keeping the kids away from the elderly to keep the elderly safe. Now, most of the elderly, and a lot younger, obviously, are vaccinated, and now you don't want those people giving it to the kids.
So we don't want the reservoir, okay? So there's 40% of the population that can continue this thing on. It's still getting from person to person. It still has its life cycle, if you will. And we're trying to nip that in the bud. That's why we wanted, quote unquote, herd immunity. And we don't even know what that means for this disease, but it's a lot more than 60%. So we have 4 out of 10 people that can carry this thing from one person to another to another. It won't go away when we have 4 out of 10 people that can still get this disease. Well, number one, some of the variants are causing worsened disease in younger people. Number two, it's really easy to transmit the disease. But number three is viruses don't try to mutate, they just mutate. So we as humans replicate 2 or 3 times in our lives. Viruses replicate thousands and thousands of times when they're inside somebody's body. And sure enough, the odds are is that sooner or later there'll be a mutation that survives. Oh, and actually makes it easier to get to the next person.
I know from our conversations in the past, Dr. Husty, that there's been a lot of variants already. But now I guess the Delta variant is the one that's becoming prominent. And that is already having a mutation of the so-called Delta Plus, right?
Right. And we don't know exactly what that means. We haven't seen it in Central Florida yet. That doesn't mean it's not here. Delta is here. This thing, its job is to get from one person to another and replicate and replicate and replicate. And it does its job pretty well. So what we're trying to do is to get it so that it has a really hard time staying in the community, which also means that it decreases the chance of further mutation. The less that it's replicating out there in the community, the less chance there is of developing a mutation that is the superbug. That's what we don't want. We don't want a mutation of COVID that our antibodies that we have from the vaccines or from having had COVID earlier, those antibodies don't work. It's like you have to press the reset button and start all over again.
Right. Obviously, the best case scenario is getting as many people vaccinated as possible. But are we also talking about continuing to social distance or continuing to wear masks in some cases? I know you said in some situations you're going to continue wearing a mask. And when we get a lot of different variants at some point in time, people that have been vaccinated, whether it's a year, 2 years, 3 years, at some point in time, will have to go back and get a booster shot, right?
Right. Almost assuredly, it's going to stick around and stick around. But if we get to the point where 10% of the population are susceptible, then wow, we're doing a really good job at keeping this thing nailed down. If we're really thinking about what's going on with 40% of the population that can still get it, everybody should get vaccinated. Number one. The risk of vaccination is so minuscule compared to the risk of getting COVID. Get vaccinated. But the next one is, I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm vaccinated. When I'm outside, I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm vaccinated. What I'm worried about is when we get groups of people in stores, people are really pretty close to each other, and 40% of those people can get COVID. Somebody's going to pass it to somebody else. We've been watching our numbers go up, Tony, a little bit in Central Florida. They're creeping back up again. We had Memorial Day, and now we're going to have 4th of July. Darn, it's going to creep back up until we get more people with immunity, which pretty much means more people vaccinated.
So what do we as a society need to do other than get vaccinated?
We as a society need to listen to the fact that there's still a pandemic. We have good friends in England who are getting kind of halfway locked down again because of the Delta and probably Delta Plus. We're no different. It can hit us too. I think it's prudent to go ahead and pick your little mask on before you go into your grocery store, wherever you're going where there are a lot of people around. It's not hard until we can get to that point where people go, aha, the pandemic is over.
You know as well as I know, Dr. Husty, there are people that could be listening to this podcast right now that are going, these guys are nuts. I'm not wearing a mask. I don't need the social distance. There's people that are still saying, I'm not going to get the vaccine. I don't need the vaccine. I hate to even say this, but is there a chance the vaccine can't ward off some variant and things get crazy and we're back to being locked down again?
The answer is absolutely, unfortunately. I know that people think that we're probably crazy for talking about these things. On the other hand, you know, we had a prominent citizen in Seminole County that didn't get vaccinated, was totally anti, got COVID and died. It's still out there and it's hitting younger people too. And it's killing younger people too. It's the people that don't have immunity that are keeping this thing alive in our community. I'm not trying to point a finger. I'm not yelling at them. But I want them to think about that the reason it's still in the community is because we have so many people without immunity. And we could fix it if more people got vaccinated.
One last thing. There are people that think because they had the virus, they don't need to get the vaccine.
No, if you've had the virus, go get the vaccine. It's that simple. If you've had the virus, go get the vaccine. We're not sure what immunity the virus, having had the virus, gives you. But we know what immunity getting the vaccine gives you, and it's pretty darn good. It doesn't hurt to get the vaccine. Very few side effects. My money's on just being safe.
Because of some of the misinformation we've had over time, that's what's allowing people to believe what they want to believe, because we were told once you have the virus, you know, you have antibodies. So now you have people saying, well, I had the virus, I have antibodies, I don't need the vaccine. But nobody knows how long those antibodies are going to be in your body, right?
Absolutely. We don't know how long anything lasts from having had the disease. We're not absolutely sure how long it lasts from the vaccine, but we know how effective the vaccines are, and they're very, very effective. So I mean, why not? That's my big question, is why not? Really, don't look at the Facebook pages. Look at science. And science is saying all of our vaccines are very safe, very, very powerful in trying to combat this illness. And this is a dastardly illness.
Seminole County EMS Medical Director, Dr. Todd Husty. As always, Dr. Todd, I really appreciate your time, and we will certainly talk again.
Tony, thank you for what you do, and I really mean that. I've done a great job in informing the public.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And thank you very much for listening to 10 Minutes with Tony. I really appreciate that as well. Stay safe, be nice to people, and I'll see you back here next time.